A word for you from Proverbs 11 verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, but he who wins souls is wise. Here, instead of the alternative being put as in all the previous verses, where it gives both the righteous alternative and the wicked alternative, it looks now at only that which is good and of God. And it's put in very interesting language that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. We would normally think of the tree of life that bears fruit. But here, God has inspired the author to say that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Remember back in the garden, after our first parents had sinned, they were excluded from the garden so that they would not have access to the tree of life anymore. They were excluded until the blood of Jesus Christ was shed. And through his blood, we have access to the tree of life. And that tree of life is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the wonderful thing about becoming a Christian, when the Lord enters the heart, when the Lord invades the personality and the brain and the heart and the mind, he fills that person with himself. He himself is that seed. That's why the Apostle John says that he who's born of God does not sin, for the seed of God is in him. That person is bearing life. And here it says it is a tree of life. In fact, the person is simply displaying the characteristics of God. Here are the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ being shown and is actually there in the person. It's not just symbolic, but it is the tree of life. You cannot do this yourself. You can't try and bear good fruit yourself. And how can you ever think of bearing fruit that is a tree of life? It needs God himself to do it. That's why the Lord says we should earnestly seek him. In verse 27 it says, he who earnestly seeks good. In fact, it's saying he who earnestly seeks the Lord. And in many other places in the Bible it says, I will be found by him who earnestly seeks me. UNkulunkulu uyasithembisa ukuthi uma simfuna yena ngayo yonke inhliziyo sizomfumana. And the one who wins souls, at the end of the verse, is wise. The two go together. The tree of life and winning souls, that is wisdom. That is, in fact, what God is all about.